All Sports Best is sponsored by Yum Yum Yogurt, Farm Bureau, Bobby Bowen Insurance, and Albertsons Supermarket. I'd like to thank you for the support of us and the community. Huge shout out to you three sponsors. Now, we've talked about fighting and wrestling and all the different scrapping that is available in the sports world. Now, the second closest thing to an actual sport made for fighting is just fighting in a sport. And it seemed like it was going back and forth like that, or something was going to happen between Oklahoma City and Golden State, because Kevin Durant returned to Oklahoma City. Fans weren't happy. Well, they were happy because they loved having something to cheer against, of course. They were calling him Cupcake, which is apparently the nickname that Kendrick Perkins would give people if they were being girly or crying for whatever reason. They'd call him Cupcake, so they made a big deal out of it, made shirts and everything like that. What did you see when you saw Russell Westbrook yelling at Kevin Durant across the court?
Well, I saw the score, which at that time was like 100-76.
Yeah.
So, number one, Russell Westbrook, sit down and shut up, because your team's getting their butt kicked at home with all the Cupcake shirts. The Warriors just demolished them. Embarrassing, right? And that's kind of like my Stephen A. Smith way of taking it, but it's true. Like, just play. Like, if it was a close game, I could understand. Wrong time in the game to start crying and complaining. And for Kevin Durant to say something, he has every right to say something. One, he's there. He's showing out in front of the crowd that absolutely hates him right now, or probably going to hate him forever, which is dumb, because how long did he play there? Without him, they wouldn't be successful the past few years. I mean, everybody knows that. I know people hate people when they switch to teams, but gosh dang, he wasn't going to win a championship with OKC. I'd highly doubt it. Even if Russell Westbrook was playing the way he's playing right now, no chance. I just don't see it.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between, you know, switching to a team that's a dynasty and switching to a team that's a dynasty with arrogance. You know, we talk all the time about how LeBron made his move. You know, he made a big deal out of it, put it on TV. Sure, yeah. It was for a charity, but the way he did it really rubbed people the wrong way, really kind of upset me, just kind of like throwing it in his team's face. But the cool thing about the way Kevin Durant did his thing was that he met with several teams, he made it known, he made his decision, and he, you know, he told his team, like, hey, I'm not really sure yet. He didn't say, hey, I'm coming back 100%, nothing right to worry about, and then slam him. He also didn't go on TV and say, all right, which hat am I going to put on? You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't doing a recruitment video of any sort. So, I mean, he did it in a classy way, and I mean, he even wrote a letter saying, this is why I went here. You know, the chemistry is really good. I really like I like playing with these guys. I've done it before. And he gave an explanation. It wasn't like he just said, you know what, more money, boom, or like anything like right, that. You know, it was like, I've got a better chance of winning, that's for sure. I mean, no doubt it was kind of somewhat selfish, but he did it in a classy way.
No, I agree 100%. It's not like, what do you want him to do? Go to like the Grizzlies and try to rebuild again? I mean, he's been trying to rebuild for 9 years or whatever. I don't think he's been in the league that long, but how many years? And it's like, you know what? He's getting older, right? He still has plenty of time to play, but you look at team. I mean, that's the way the trend is going right now. LeBron's doing the same thing. Like, he wants all these people. And I think you're 100% right. Like, there's no more humble way to do it than the way, like, it was just like another, like, person getting, going to another team, another free agent going to any other team. He didn't make it a big deal. He didn't have a fireworks show with Steph and Clay.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Like,
not one, not two,
yeah,
not three.
You know, and they go lose in the finals to the Mavericks. There you go.
Yeah.
It's just, I agree 100%. And I can understand where OKC has some hatred towards him. Makes perfect sense. I don't have a problem with that.
Show some appreciation.
It's fun. That's
what
fun.
I'm saying. You know
that's
what I mean?
Fun.
Like
that's,
a little bit.
That's fun. Do it during the game. But when it comes down to it, in 10 years from now, when your team still hasn't won a championship, you're still going to be thinking, man, Kevin Durant was one of the greatest to ever play for us. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And it may not. I mean, LeBron did it. He may go back one of these days if he gets a ring and figures it out. And that's maybe where he belongs. But for right now, just support him where he's at. I know they're in the same conference, but trust me, they have zero chance of beating Golden State this year. Zero.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with anything that you said. I mean, I don't know, man. I just, there's so many ways to look at this. I'm not from Oklahoma City, obviously. I'm not from Golden State. And I know that there's plenty of Golden State bandwagon fans that are going to, you know, but even if you're from there, I mean, I would, if it was me, let's say I was from Oklahoma City and I'm a big fan, right? I would say, shoot, I have his jersey. I'm not going to burn it. He did so much for this team.
Yes.
He's the only reason this jersey is worth what it's worth.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And so the Thunder went from, you know, becoming an establishment when he first went there.
And let's be clear. He was with the Seattle first.
Right.
That's before they moved.
Right.
So that's the first real big basketball player they've had.
Exactly. He was the first name that Oklahoma City could claim.
Right.
And he was also like the reason that they're on the map and everything. I mean, there's so many reasons to say, you know what? You did everything for us, but they turn around. They're quick to find a way to just boo. And that's kind of how it is. That's how fans are. That's how the sports go. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to always, I mean, let's be honest. The reason that you wanted to watch that game, the reason anybody wanted to watch that game was to see how the fans reacted, right, to see how Russell Westbrook and how he reacted. But, I mean,
it
makes for a good story. It doesn't make for a good look on the city.
It's not the Lakers and Celtics back in the day. It's not the Red Sox and the Yankees. When a player goes from Red Sox to the Yankees, I can understand pure hatred because that is, like, so engulfed in that town. And it has the history. Yeah. Like, that makes perfect sense. That's what makes that fun. But good Lord, you've been in an organization in one city for, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Just, he's the only guy that's ever made a name for you. If he wouldn't have been there, you guys wouldn't have been. You'd be like the worst team in the league, probably like the Grizzlies or the 76ers of the past couple of years. You know what I mean? Or the Knicks right now where there's nothing.
Right.
Don't you agree?
When he came in, he made the Thunder the Thunder.
Yes.
First few years, he was still really good, but as he progressed, he clearly made his team better.
He won an MVP.
But I mean, you could compare this to somebody like the Pelicans, you know, like, I mean, are they on the map? Are they huge? Not really. Oh. I mean, they've got Anthony Davis, but he's not doing what Kevin Durant has done for his team. I mean, sure, he's a great player, probably one of the best in the league, but the way Kevin Durant built his team up, the way he treated his teammates, the way he especially treated the fans and the security guards, and I mean, you saw the warm welcoming by like the security guards, the janitors, right, when he's walking through. There's no reason to boo a guy with such charisma. I don't know. He just brings so much charisma to the place that it was worth it.
Here's where this thing started going downhill for OKC. Is whenever they got rid of Harden, they got rid of James Harden, it ruined that whole I think they would have won a championship by now if they would have kept him. Obviously, he turned into that player and it motivated him to be like, I'm going to go beat these guys every time I play them. You know what I mean? He's going to go beat everybody, and he's that good. But if they had him, could you imagine him, that three working together for so many years? Does that make sense?
No, I mean, there's no way. I mean, there was a championship or two in that team. I mean, built into that team.
At least one.
And I honestly can say that whenever they were together, my thought process was this team is the best, like, homegrown team in the whole league. And then when they all split up.
Besides the Spurs.
Right. Yeah. And when they all split up, you know, we never know what can happen. You can say the Spurs all day long, and it's true because they stayed together and you saw what they rep.
That's
what I mean. They got to reap the results, but the Thunder didn't because their superstars got too big too fast and they didn't grow. Their organization didn't, and they also couldn't afford them. But, I mean, their organization
You find a way. You get rid of some bench guys. You know what I mean? You rebuild.
There's no
the bottom.
And there's really no bench guys when you have three guys like that. No, you know what I mean?
But
like,
those three guys could have won you a championship.
Exactly. Those three guys could have won a championship. And the quote-unquote bench guys become guys that could really make an impact somewhere else because they've learned so much. They've been on a team that's been successful. Now their contracts become ridiculous.
Well, when you play with guys like that, you're going to get built up to that level sooner or later. You're practicing with them every day. You see how they train. You see how they work out. You see what shots they take every day. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like that's exactly – the Spurs organization is a perfect example of that. Yes, none of them are like – they weren't huge superstars like those three. But you just give it time, and I think the more those guys gel together – within a year after getting rid of James Harden, or 2 years after getting rid of James Harden, they probably would have, if they would have kept him, had a championship in that time.
Well, I just want to know, do you think that Russell Westbrook, do you think that Kevin Durant have hard feelings towards James Harden? I don't think so.
No, and they were pissed whenever they, I mean, I think they're more mad at the general man, the team.
Yeah.
Than they were.
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't his fault.
Right. But see, when he went there, he didn't exactly want to go there, according to him. Now, of course, he loves it. He's got an Adidas deal. He's the face of his own shoe.
Right.
He's the face of the Rockets. But there's no doubt that he was, you know, his hand was kind of forced. If he wanted to be a real force in the league, he wasn't going to be a sixth man like he was. And now they're looking at it as like, well, Kevin Durant left us, whatever. He made the best decision for his career. He made the best decision for a possible championship. Because when when James Harden moved to the Rockets, did anyone expect him to win a championship? Absolutely not. And he's not on a pace to win it. He's just on a pace to killing it himself. Having a couple of role players do well with him, he's not in the running for a deep playoff run.
Neither is Westbrook.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's like it all just imploded once it started with Harden, and that caused some animosity between the team. And
right.
I don't know. It was just a huge mistake. I think if those owners and stuff could go back, that's probably where they would go back to.
Yeah.
That decision. You know, find a different way to keep him. Find whatever you can to keep him.
Yeah, and you see analysts all the time talking about and criticizing what went on. But at the time, they were thinking, well, you know, I think the best move for James Harden would be to leave. I think the best move for the organization would be to, you know, sell him off or trade him off, whatever. And you're looking at it now, and they're saying, well, that's so dumb of them to do it. But it's just so funny to see these people. I mean, we're doing it right now. Because would we have known this, you know, 5-6 years ago? Absolutely not. There's no way. But, you know, if they would have said, well, this is the scenario, do you trade these guys off? I think we still would have right now said, no, you don't trade these guys off. You let them build together. You let them grow. Take a page out of the Spurs book. You know, plenty of other books that have
grown to
be successful back in the day.
Yeah, every championship team for the last 20 years has had three guys that can get it done. That's the name of the game. You can't get rid of one of your best players, even if he is the sixth man. Manu Ginobili has been the sixth man forever, but he's still part of the big three in San Antonio. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that. You did not, like, do research on... I mean, you were the Supersonics at one time, which were great. Yeah, let's remember that. But then you have three of the best players you're probably ever going to have in your history of your organization with OKC, and you get rid of... One of them leaves, and you get rid of one of them. There's something going on. You need to rethink your process here.
Well, and I don't see... You know, I can't see management or anybody up in the highest of rankings for the team thinking, you know, I think our fans are going to be the ones that stick by us, stay by. You're trading off all their favorite players.
Yeah,
they're Golden State fans now. They're Houston fans now because, well, you don't hold on to your players. The Spurs, you know, that's the best example. You're right. The Spurs held on to their players, and are their fans going anywhere? No, they're not going anywhere because they've seen these players play and they've grown up knowing them. And you know, Tim Duncan and even David Robinson, they've just built it since then to where you hold on to your players, you treat them right, you grab some extra players along the way, sure.
Yeah.
Right, but you hold on to that same mentality. Same way we were talking about how, you know, if you don't buy into a team, you're never going to be successful. You buy into your teammates. They bought into their team. They bought into their teammates. And you've seen success over and over and over again.
Every team. Lakers back in the day, Bulls with Pippen and Jordan. You look at the Celtics a few years ago, who were really good. The Celtics back in the day then, too. It's just the process. It's what needs to take place. And I don't think there's a lot of organizations that try to get it done, and they just can't, money-wise. It's hard. I understand that. But look at Golden State, dude. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they were irrelevant. And then they get three guys that are pretty good, and it flips them around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and we can compare all day long. You know, I'm thinking right now, a team that can compare to OKC right now, and I'm thinking as far as fans versus management versus players, all the above is just going haywire, is the Knicks. I mean,
they've
been going nuts, you know, but it's the opposite. They want their superstar traded, which is one of the worst things you can have as a fan. You know, you have his jersey, you're wearing his jersey, you've got his jersey in your closet. Don't betray him and say, oh, well, I can't wait till he's gone. He's going to free up cap space, whatever. He's the only reason most of the fans that aren't even from New York are there because of Carmelo. They watched him and he is from New York. He went to school in New York. He plays in New York. Of course, he started out with Denver.
Yeah,
but
let's get Derrick Rose, because that was really good. Good idea. Great idea. I mean, I gave him the opportunity. I wanted him to be successful. But, dude, if you're going to go get a high point guard, a high-name point guard, Derrick Rose is not the guy I'm going after. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going after a guy that's going to be like a Steph Curry or a Russell Westbrook. You're giving them money. Because if you get a guy like that in there with Melo, it makes a huge difference. And they're not on the losing streak they're on right now because they're god-awful.
Well, you got Porzingis
is really good.
Exactly. And you can't get a Derrick Rose in there. You've got to get somebody, like you said, I mean, you've got guys that are going to move the ball around that's not going to take a game over by themselves. Sure, Carmelo is selfish, but I'd say if it was me, save a little bit of money, get somebody young that you can spend money on later and let them kind of develop together and just kind of, I don't know. I don't think Phil Jackson's the right guy for the job that he has. Great head coach. Managing a team's not his thing. You know what I mean? Well,
his defense, too, he's getting a lot of flack for the job he's done, and he's been a lot in the news lately just because of some of the things he said. And I agree, he's probably not the best guy for the job, but he was a great hire, I think, because you never know. He could have been as good of a coach, I mean, as good of a GM as he was a coach. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think the next team is going to, and we can talk about this all night, but the next team is going to implode, I really believe it, is the Cleveland Cavaliers. You can just see it. Can you not see it?
When your superstar is constantly demanding other things.
Oh my gosh, who's going to want to play with him?
Well, I mean, he's already gotten rid of head coach after head coach. You can ask a few coaches.
But his teammates probably aren't on best terms with him right now, unless he's apologized to him or whatever. But I wouldn't want to play with him. I don't care if you do have a better chance of winning a championship. I'd rather go play with a bunch of guys like Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. And that's what I would rather do because they're not going to go bash their teammates behind their backs.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just like anything. I mean, we can put it in terms that more people understand. You work for a company, a mom and pop shop that you love what they're doing. You love the people around you. May not be successful, but you know what? We'll get it done together. We'll come together. Or would you rather work for a big corporation that nobody knows anybody, nobody likes each other. They're just there to do their job and go home. That's kind of what I'm getting from the Cavs, and they've done it successfully. I mean, sure, corporations will be successful. That's kind of that's why they're corporations, right? And that's why the Cavs have been successful because they have the tools to be successful. They just, right now, they aren't meshing. Last year they meshed a little bit better. They meshed a lot better, but they still, you know, made Kevin Love the odd man out. Include your three superstars together and as a coach, make sure that your biggest superstar is including everybody.
Come on, dude. I don't even want to. The coach, what does he do? He doesn't do anything. He's probably the most, the coach that is like the least inactive, like active in his team. Are you kidding
me? No, you're right.
He was an assistant coach last year.
But that's all he has to do.
And he wins a championship because he has LeBron James and those guys. But he cannot get it. Do you think anybody really has that much respect for him?
That's all he has to do is what I'm saying.
I know.
Because
agree.
LeBron
That's all he
is
going to
take
do,
care. Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying he's going to take care of the game. He's going to cry all he wants on the media. He, as a coach, I think pretty much what you're trying to do is sustain what you have and just calm LeBron down. Tell him, I mean, shoot, guys, let's have a team meeting. LeBron, I'd like you to open it up. I need you to, you know, kind of give me something. Tell me why we're going to be successful, how we're going to be successful, and listen to him, but also say, look, I agree with you, but the way things are going right now, we need to start focusing on a whole team inclusion rather than you. Because if you're singling us out in the media, we're not going anywhere. People are pissed. You know, I don't know. Kyrie's done. You know, he can, I mean, not done. I mean, I'm just saying he could just live off of what he's doing now. He could move somewhere else. He's got his shoe deal. He's got everything he could possibly want. If LeBron went far enough, then Kyrie would be set. He's fine. He can move somewhere else, and he could be successful somewhere else. LeBron's getting towards the end of his years, and I think that's why he's being so demanding. He wants to win the last three, you know, championships that he possibly can. That's kind of where I'm at with that. But, you know, going back to it, I think that the whole OKC versus Golden State, it's going to be fun to watch throughout the years, and maybe not deservingly so, but it happens. Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. This podcast was brought to you by Yum Yum Yogurt, Farm Bureau, Bobby Bowen Insurance, and Albertsons Supermarket. Be sure to check out the next podcast and the ones before this. Subscribe and follow us on social media. We appreciate it.